I'm Alexandra DeTrolio. In the Philippines, Father Mark Ventura was shot and killed on Sunday after celebrating Mass. He was shot while blessing children and speaking with choir members. Father Ventura was hit twice in the back. The gunman was wearing a helmet during the attack and escaped on a motorcycle. A missile attack that targeted government outposts in northern Syria has killed 26 pro-government fighters. Most of those killed were Iranians. The attack comes as tensions between Israel and Iran have increased. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is based in Britain, stated the missiles appear to have been launched by Israel and were targeting an armed storage for surface-to-surface missiles. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, two suicide bombings in Kabul have killed 25 people, including 9 journalists, and wounded at least 45. A few hours after that attack, a suicide car bomb in the Kandahar province targeted a NATO convoy, killing 11 children. Wireless companies T-Mobile and Sprint have announced plans for a merger. However, to receive approval for their $26.5 billion agreement, they need to convince antitrust regulators that there is enough competition for wireless besides Verizon and AT&T. The two companies stated that combining would give them a better ability to compete with both Verizon and AT&T, but also with other wireless and broadband companies such as Comcast. This is not the first time the two companies have attempted to merge. They first tried in 2014, but were met with resistance from the Obama administration, and another deal in 2017 did not come to fruition. Pope Francis has brought together the Diocese of Alexandria Cornwall and the Archdiocese of Ottawa under Bishop Terence Prendergast of Ottawa. The change is not permanent and could be altered at some point in the future. To make the unification permanent, the two dioceses would have to be merged. By being brought under the same bishop, the Diocese of Alexandria Cornwall and the Archdiocese of Ottawa can continue to operate independently. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.